This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Six of the nine Democratic presidential candidates appeared at a debate in Des Moines, Iowa today, 13 days before the Iowa caucuses. The debate was sponsored by NPR and WOI, and it was hosted by Talk of the Nation's Neil Conan. It was the first radio-only presidential candidate debate since Republicans Thomas Dewey and Harold Stassen squared off in 1948. The candidates agreed on a lot of issues, but differed sharply on others, including the Bush tax cuts.
I don't know of a case where a Democratic candidate for president has been elected who called for a massive increase in taxes on the middle class. These are our people. This is what America is all about. They are hurting more today than I've ever seen them hurting in my adult life.
You cannot promise people tax cuts, college education, health care, and whatever else you want, and say, oh, it'll all be fine. That's what George Bush is doing. I want fiscal responsibility in this country, but I want to help middle-class people send their kids to college. You cannot have tax cuts and help people send their kids to college at the same time.
That's former Vermont Governor Howard Dean responding to Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman. Joining us now to talk about today's debate is NPR's Mara Liasson. She's in Des Moines. And Mara, first of all, what was noteworthy about what the candidates said today in the debate?
Well, the candidates differed as they have in previous debates on taxes, as you just heard. They differed on gay marriage. Some of them believe there's a difference between gay marriage and civil unions. Others, like Carol Mosley Braun and Dennis Kucinich, do not. There was an exchange about how strongly a United States administration should stand by Taiwan when it has conflicts with China. And we also found out that the candidates differed on snowmobiles. Although all of them think they should be banned from parks, not every one of these candidates has actually ridden on one. Joe Lieberman has never.
In some other news that wasn't actually in the debate today, former presidential hopeful Bill Bradley endorsed Howard Dean. That seems to be the political news of the day, at least going into the debate.
That was the news of the day, and it figured in the debate itself. The big question about who can beat George Bush was present in this debate, as it has been in every other one. All of Howard Dean's rivals say he can't. He'll be vulnerable because he takes positions like wanting to raise taxes on the middle class. But today, Dean used the Bradley endorsement to say, look, I can unify the party. I can unify people from inside Washington, Al Gore, and outside Washington, Bill Bradley. And this shows that I can be a viable general election candidate. Again, an endorsement that he's building on, trying to say this makes me more electable in the fall against George Bush.
Okay, less than 2 weeks to go before the Iowa caucuses. What happens now?
Well, now the candidates spend an awful lot of time in Iowa. Dick Gephardt, for instance, is going to be here every single day, even though he'll also be making probably at least one stop in another state every day as well. This is the last debate in Iowa before Iowa Democrats go to their caucuses on January 19th. The big push for the next week and a half is get out the vote, identifying likely caucus goers, and they're only expected to be about 100,000 of those, and trying to get them to come out, teaching them how to caucus for your candidate. It's a complicated process. It's not as simple as just casting a secret ballot and then hoping that you can, all the other candidates hope they can knock Dean's momentum here. Gephardt wants to come in first. And then after January 19th, the whole herd of candidates moves to New Hampshire.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from Des Moines. And you can hear a replay of today's debate at our website, npr.org.